From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, September 17th, 2014. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Kate Seckinger is reporting in the Daily Mail that the historic Cairo zoning law enacted by the town board last month has been nullified due to a legal technical error. Attorneys John Lyons and Tal Rapalier apologized on Wednesday, September the 16th, for the glitch they created. Lyons said their failure to provide timely notice of the board's public hearing to the bordering towns will now require another hearing be held before a second vote is taken. Lyons said after the law was passed, they realized the letters had not been sent. He said, and I quote, "It was a mistake between the two of us, between summer vacations and other things going on. Each of us thought the other person was taking care of it," end quote. Rapalier said the notice has now been published and distributed to Cairo's 8 bordering towns and the Catskill Park, and the zoning law public hearing do-over will be held 7 p.m. on Monday, October the 5th. The law was originally set to go into effect December the 1st. Lyons said at this point he is unsure if that effective date will have to be delayed or not. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Melanie Lekasiewicz is reporting in the Daily Mail that Coxsackie Town Board member Patrick Kennedy has been endorsed in his bid for town supervisor following a meeting of the Democratic Caucus last week. He will head up a ticket of 5 candidates in November, including Thomas Burke and Jerry Mikes for town board, Mark DeFrancesco for town justice, and incumbent highway superintendent Larry Ross. Kennedy is a lifelong resident of Coxsackie and has served as the town councilman for 7 years. The Democrats will not put forward candidates for the third town board seat, town clerk, or tax collector. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Jeff Wagoner is reporting at Capital Confidential that Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield, the parent organization of Blue Choice and HMO Blue, has reported a cyber attack. Both health maintenance organizations are in the New York State Health Insurance Program. Excellus said it learned on August the 5th the hack of its IT system began in December 2013. The attack hit service areas in central New York, including Delaware, Fulton, and Montgomery counties. The company is now in the process of identifying the specific affected individuals and hopes to complete that process by early November. Names, dates of birth, social security numbers, members' identification numbers, address, phone numbers, financial information, and claims information are thought to have been obtained. Excellus has established a dedicated call center at 1-877-589-3331. Where those affected by the security breach can obtain additional information. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, the Times Union blog. Roger Hannigan is reporting in the Register Star that according to data released by the state of New York, the Columbia County District Attorney's Office was one of 2 offices statewide not to plead down charges stemming from indictments. The data showed that during the first quarter of 2015, District Attorney Paul Chyka convinced a grand jury to hand up 21 indictments, which resulted in 19 guilty pleas. None of the defendants went to trial or received plea agreements. All 19 pleaded guilty to the original charges, according to the information released by the New York State Division of Justice Services. Chyka said he's made it his mission not to plead down indictments. "I don't plea bargain," Chyka said. He said, and I quote, "The defendants plead guilty to every count and every indictment," end quote. Statewide, approximately 38% of all indictments led to a plea bargains during the first 3 months of this year. In 10 to 52 counties outside of the New York metropolitan area, more than half of all felony charges were pleaded down, according to Justice Services data. You can read that full story in the Register Star. And in our final story, the Public News Service reports on how farmers helped to change the school lunch menus.
The founders of a New York nonprofit, Farm On Foundation, say they're on a mission to bring fresh food from New York's farms to school lunch tables. Their Milk Money Local School Initiative provides what the group says is higher quality milk from local farms to 8 school districts in the Hudson Valley region, with another 30 schools in the pipeline in New York State. Founder Tessa Eddick says she was inspired by high school students who were concerned about high fructose corn syrup in their school milk to provide healthier food for students and a viable livelihood for farmers.
We went to school districts and with Hudson Valley Fresh offered to bring fresh local milk to the lunchroom, that we would subsidize the cost of this privately from the foundation in order to see if we could get kids eating better, feeling better, and engaged in local agriculture.
Edick, who serves on the state's Council on Food Policy, says the foundation wants to expand the program to inner-city schools, such as those in New York City, where there is less access to fresh food directly from farms. Edick says getting locally produced milk and healthier foods into schools is just the beginning. She says Farmon Foundation also aims to provide an educational and entrepreneurial pathway for kids who are interested in careers in agriculture.
Part of the Farmon Foundation mission, bring awareness to where your food comes from, connect urban and rural marketplaces, and create youth careers in agriculture to fill the succession gap. That's our overriding mission.
The Farmon Foundation just graduated the first class from its own agricultural academy with the goal of getting a new generation interested in farming. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 10 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 85 degrees. The Thursday night, patchy fog after 5 a.m., otherwise clear with a low around 55. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, there will be patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 84 degrees. For Friday night, it will be clear with a low around 57. And on Saturday, sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 58. Sunrise today was at 6:38 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:01 p.m. The length of the day, 12 hours and 23 minutes, 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 17th day of September 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.